From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey's army and rebel allies are battling a Kurdish militia in Syria's Afrin province, stepping up a two-day-old campaign against YPG fighters, which Ankara accuses of ties with the insurgency being carried out by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. James Jeffrey is a former ambassador to Turkey from the U.S. and now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
The problem is the Turks have a real security concern with the YPG, and we haven't sorted that out yet. Not so much where the Turks are going in now, but in the area where we have American forces in the northeast of the country.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has urged Turkey to exercise restraint, avoid killing or injuring civilians. Afghan commando forces have ended a siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of numerous people. The Taliban claim responsibility. Indiana University analyst Nazif Shirani on the Taliban insurgency.
They obviously are on the offensive. I mean, the same report talks about all over the country. I mean, there's no safe place. Any news from Afghanistan any day that you watch, and I do watch them, it's the same story, that they are active everywhere in the country.
An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network of terrorists plotted that violence. Ethiopia rejecting the Egyptian call for World Bank arbitration in a dispute over a hydroelectric dam Addis Ababa building on the Nile River. Cairo is alarmed it could restrict the flow of water to the fields and reservoirs. Ethiopia says the dam will have no such impact on that area. This is VOA News. Tunisia.